This is what he says about violence and nonviolence. This is the year 1909, and he's now 40 years old, and he's in England. He's come to England from South Africa, where he's leading a struggle for the Indians of South Africa who have been disenfranchised, who have been discriminated against. And he's organized by now thousands of Indians who are prepared to fight nonviolently for their rights. And this is what he says in London at the Emerson Club. So there you have also the influence of Emerson and Thoreau. Emerson Club, 1909 in London, Gandhi. War demoralizes those who are trained for it. It brutalizes men of naturally gentle character. It outrages every beautiful canon of morality. Its path of glory is foul with the passions of lust and red with the blood of murder. This is not the pathway to our goal. Now, many Indians, of course, were very impatient and very angry with British rule, often tried violence. And there was a remarkable incident that took place in 1928-29, and there was a very brave young man who took part in the killing of a British superintendent of police. He's very well known in India, his name is Bhagat Singh. And Bhagat Singh and the others who were with him in this plan to kill, successful plan to kill this man Saunders, they were arrested, they were tried, they were convicted, they were to be hanged. And Gandhi tried very hard with the British authorities to try and have their lives saved. He fought very hard indeed, but he failed. And indeed, these people were hanged. And when Gandhi arrived at a huge meeting in Karachi, now in Pakistan, in 1931, many young men were so angry that these young men, Bhagat Singh and his comrades, had been hanged. And when Gandhi was not able to save their lives, they were also angry with him. So Gandhi spoke to them, and he spoke of his admiration for the bravery of Bhagat Singh, courage. But I want you also to realize Bhagat Singh's error. I declare that we cannot win Swaraj, that's the Indian word for independence, for our famishing millions, for our deaf and dumb, for our lame and crippled by the way of the sword. With the Most High as witness, I want to proclaim this truth. If the practice of seeking justice through murders is established amongst us, we shall start murdering one another for what we believe to be justice. In a land of millions of destitute and crippled persons, this will be a terrifying situation. I won't go into all the reasons why Gandhi felt that nonviolence was the right way, but one of his reasons for believing that nonviolence was the right way was his awareness that India has seen for a long time a history of domination of the weak by the strong. Not just a few strong leaders and lots of people in the populace, but the domination by strong in society against the weak in society. And the strong in society had the guns and had the sticks and had the daggers. And Gandhi felt that if non-violence was not adopted, if violence was sanctified, then the domination, the oppression of the weak by the strong would continue. This was one of his reasons for fighting for non-violence. And this wonderful meeting that Reverend Otis Moss has reminded us of between Howard Thurman and Gandhi that took place in 1936. Thurman and his wife, and there was another wonderful African-American couple that went with them, they asked Gandhi about non-violence. Why do you use the word non-violence instead of using the wonderful word love? Why have a negative word, non-violence, when you can have the positive word love? Gandhi's answer was, I think that love is a fantastic word. And he said love in the Pauline sense, or the Pauline sense, which Paul's sense is fantastic. But Gandhi said, I want a word that conveys not just love, but struggle. So when we think of Gandhi and we say non-violence versus violence, we must remember that Gandhi wants non-violence, but he wants a struggle against injustice. A passionate struggle against injustice, one of his reasons for using the word non-violence rather than love.